Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 376th Wolf Writers Radio Podcast. We're going to get right to it. Tonight's title podcast, Trump's guilty verdict just got a whole lot more real. Let's begin. The GOP is so freaked out over Trump's Ukraine scandal that they're grasping at straws to try and fend off the overwhelming and damning evidence being compiled by the House Democrats against Donald Trump in their efforts to enact articles of impeachment against Trump. So the GOP's only weapon of choice is to whine, moan, and groan that the Democrats can't conduct their investigation into Trump and call it an impeachment inquiry because they have not put this process of conducting such an inquiry up to the entire House of Representatives for an up or down vote. Well, guess what? That feeble argument just got smashed to smithereens yesterday, October the 25th. 2019, by the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. In the chief judge's own words, quote, even in cases of presidential impeachment, comma, a House resolution has never, comma, in fact, comma, been required to begin an impeachment inquiry, period, unquote. That was Chief Judge of the District Court for the District of Columbia, you know, Washington, D.C. Her name is Beryl Howe, B-E-R-Y-L, last name Howe, H-O-W-E-L-L. Her ruling was on Friday, as I said, yesterday, October the 25th, 2019. So, ass-licking Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Pansy Graham, oh, he simply has the case of the vapors, Lordy, Lanza Goshen, woo! Well, you stick this up your Republican, Trump-infested ass. This was a huge ruling. It totally destroys Trump and his loyal band of servile minions in their attempts and their efforts to deny to the House Democratic impeachment committees their ability to gain total access, I mean total access, to anything and everything in Robert Mueller's secret grand jury material, which was amassed in Mueller's nearly two-year Russian investigation regarding the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This is a veritable treasure trove of even further damning evidence against the now tottering and doddering sitting U.S. president. He's going to be sleeping and lying down. He won't be sitting much longer. And then the end is coming for the Donald. The Donald is dead. Long live the Donald. Thank you for listening to our 376th Writers Radio Podcast. This is the old rough and ready rough rider himself. We're going to be like the Houston Astros. We're going to scream around third and just barrel on into home. So thank you for listening. Keep well, stay lit, or stay well and keep it lit, whichever you want to do too. And remember, we ride, but you all do the decide.